Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, tell me if you would agree with this. Superstars like Travis Kelce are the worst superstars. And let me just lay it out for you, first of all. Dude has the world on a string. Future Hall of Famer, incredible player, very affable. He's their club representative for Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so many. Obviously, the whole Taylor Swift stuff. His life is set. His kid's life is set. His kid's kid's life is set. You would think
his whole family.
Yeah.
Even off the strength of his brother,
you would think. Terrific. I mean, you can't be nothing but happy for him. But when you lose a game like that and you are a superstar of his caliber and you refuse twice to talk to the media, as he did last night, I hate those guys. I hate when people do that. You are who you are because of your incredible talent and the things you do in the community and the things you do on the field, but it gets publicized and talked about and your accolades and you get so many over-the-top stories written about you, pieces on television that are focused on you, and all the world, fawning at you. And then you lose a game like that that takes you out of the playoffs, and you refuse twice to at least answer a few questions. There is nothing that irks me more than that. Nothing.
Yeah, I think I generally would give players love a little more permissible, but especially for Kelce, who
a guy like
is
that.
He's a vet.
Yep.
I think you know the responsibility that you tend to have, especially as one of the more notable players.
Responsibility is the key word.
Yeah. And I'm not going to pretend like I'm always in the locker room, but the times that I've gone in the locker room, you can see the times where a player's like, don't really want to do this, but you know what?
But does it?
Let's do it. Yeah. I mean, we all got things at work that we don't necessarily want to do in moments. And so I have a lot of respect for the players that do, and in this moment, it felt kind of nasty because Rashi Rice also left before talking to the media in the locker room.
Patrick Mahomes talked.
I don't know. Well, yeah, the quarterback. You're gonna have to.
Some haven't.
Yeah. Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I think it's tough seeing this too because they were Super Bowl champ. What they won in like 3 times and whatever it is.
But that's more of the responsibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like to me, I don't like just people in general.
Mm-hmm.
When everything is high, then you can't get them off the mic.
Yeah, where are the cameras?
Yeah, but when stuff is not going their way, then they don't want to talk.
I hate those types. I just do, and it's not fun. No, it's not easy. You probably hate every second of it.
Yeah.
But you're Travis Kelce.
Yeah. The first thing I thought about, remember J.J. Watts last year here?
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go up there and talk every single week. I think it was every single week, if I'm not mistaken. And they were
miserable.
They were a bad team. And you could tell he was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But he still had to go up there, bite his lip, say the right things. Saying we just got to play harder, knowing this team wasn't going nowhere.
You're a professional athlete, and not only that, you're a superstar. You got to stand there. You got to stand there and take it. It's not fun.
Yeah, I didn't love that either. I thought that was pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as you came to me, I forgot what I was about to say.
I got another one.
No, we've heard plenty of you.
No,
talk.
But this one has something to do with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to go?
Yeah, because tell me if I'm wrong. I think you are on the opposite side of this, Reggie.
Okay.
During games of my teams, and I'm talking about the teams that I really care about, the Aggies, the Texans, or whatever. You know how you get your notices on your phone? You know, sure. like the Texans have scored, or you got the stats, you got the running, you know, sort of narrative. Am I the only one that does? I'm not the only one, but is this wrong? I always turn my phone upside down.
So you don't see the
notification? So I don't see the notification because it's always a little bit ahead of what I'm watching.
Yeah, but hearing the buzz,
itself. No, I said it, you don't get the buzz. So I don't even get the buzz. Because a lot of times if, you know, I'll kind of glance, you know, your eye naturally goes to look at it and it says, you know, Nico Collins touchdown. I'm like, damn it, I want to see that. Is that wrong? I want to see it before I get the notification.
I imagine that more people agree with you, and maybe this is a confession in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I have realized that my game watching, at least for my purposes as someone who's going to ultimately talk about this the next day, has gotten better when I know the next play. Like I can't do that. I'm streaming this game, as I think a lot of us have become have gotten to, and I have my my game center game tracker open where it has the full box score and it has the you know play by play of what's happening, and it has made me better at watching what's happening and actually seeing what's happening by seeing, okay, well, this is a Woody Marks 3-yard run. Well, let me look intently at what the offensive line is doing and see what the blocking scheme is.
Oh, Figgy, how do you play?
It has been so much better.
So I might be one of a few, but I don't have any notifications when it comes to that type of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just turn those notifications off, the ESPN notifications, score updates and all that stuff. What I do, I kind of treat the games kind of how have you ever live tweet while watching some type of reality show or some type of show that everybody's in on?
Yeah.
That's how I kind of do it. I just watch it as a fan, and then if I see something, I would tweet it out or, you know, try to be funny with it once in a while. But
That's
how I kind of do it. And if I want to somewhat be like Reggie and just say, let me see how many yards this person got right now.
Well, see, I
would just go and check it then, but I don't get any notifications on when they score.
I do have the notifications on. I do have the play-by-play open, but I don't want it to spoil my live sort of gut feeling as I'm watching. After a play happens, then I'll turn my phone over and kind of see, you know, what's what, you know, in terms of stats and stuff like that. But I turn my phone down. I don't want those notifications. Don't ruin it for me.
Yeah. See, I like to be on social media to see people's real reactions and what they're saying about this move, because I think it was the end of the first half, I want to say, where they was kind of having another blunder. I jumped right to social media to see what everybody's saying, because sometimes I'll be feeling like I'm tripping. But then when I see other people agreeing with me, I'm like, okay, everybody, we all on the same page. So I kind of like to live tweet it.
Yeah.
And just kind of see people's reactions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You want me? All right, so in case y'all was living under a rock a little bit, but Ohio State lost to Indiana. And that was Indiana's first Big Ten championship
since 1947?
Solo since like 1940 something.
I thought it was 1955 or something like
Maybe that was the shared. First solo, I think, since 47.
Yeah.
So my dad wasn't even born during that time. But I got to confess, I really wasn't that upset like I thought I was over this loss, man. Like, I know it was a close game, and I guess I was a little more upset with the kicker. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually kind of a little bit happy for him, man, mm-hmm. because I always looked at Indiana as a basketball school. Football was nowhere. I never even paid attention to them or took them serious as a football school. But right now, I'm kind of like, damn, it's cool to have a good Indiana football team right now.
I want to see how long that lasts for you.
No, this is part two to my confession.
Yeah,
I'm kind of hoping one of these big ass schools try to money whip that damn head coach. Yeah, come on to Alabama or something, man.
Did he get an extension too?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did, right?
I want to say it was right after they let go of Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, it started rumors mm-hmm. circulating around with that. But I'm kind of hoping he don't stay there forever. Like, just maybe another year and that's then right. just going to the SEC or something.
I think part of the 8-year, $93 million.
Yeah, that's what it was.
11
yeah,
a year.
That's right. I think part of the reason it didn't hit you as much, because there was no way either of those squads was going to drop. You know, they were going to switch or whatever.
Yeah.
In the playoff. Now you play Indiana again in the playoff. I think you're going to be a little upset.
Yeah. also, I think what makes it easier for the first time in how many years, beat Michigan, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Right.
That one makes it all.
That one was way more important to me than this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I actually don't feel too bad about that. Mm-hmm. I felt worse at other times, but this one, I'm actually not too bad. I kind of like the coach too.
Oh yeah,
I'm not sure about the quarterback. Like,
oh my god,
I know a lot of people buying the hype, talking about trading up to get him and all this other stuff.
Yeah, looking at you, Cleveland.
I'm not sure how good of a quarterback he's going to be, but mm-hmm. that's just me. I'm kind of enjoying the success of Indiana,
except for that interview at the end of the game. But
yeah, I'm curious to know how Adam Spillane is feeling.
Oh, he's on top of the world. What do you mean?
Peacocking like a son of a gun.
Because he's got the sports fan complex. Complex is probably like sounds judgmental, but mm-hmm. I don't mean it as such. Of I was there when it was atrocious, and it was.
Yeah.
Like it was bad. And now he gets to see them on top of the world, which mm-hmm. is a place I'm certain that he had never anticipated. Oh man, talk your talk, Spo.
Yeah, man. Salute to Spo, man. Congratulations.
100%.
All right. Unless they play the Aggies.
Well,
stay tuned.
I don't know if you'll have much choice in that matter. All right, you're in the loop. In the championship game? Yeah. No, I'm saying, but like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can affect that in the way that you believe you'll be able to affect that. All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here on a Victory Reaction Monday. Speaking of a Victory Reaction Monday, let's get back to it. With coming up next, let's do a little winners and losers, and I think there's some winners and losers from this game as well. Who won, who lost on the weekend? 713-5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.